So what does building your own lane mean? Well, honestly, I use this this analogy to counteract the slur that people should stay in their own lane. You will hear this a lot, oh, you should stay in your own lane. And also you will hear people like saying, don't compare yourself to others, stay in your own lane. And of course, comparison is really pretty much never useful. I'm trying to think of a time when it might be useful, but I'm struggling right now, I gotta be honest. Building your own lane is really a concept of recognizing that your North Star, your mission, your why, your I to the why, is completely unique to you. And you get to include in that anything that you want. The thing about your mission or your North Star or your why is that it can encompass all kinds of things. It can encompass lots of different ways of doing things. And you get to decide that without anybody's permission. You get to decide whether your lane goes straight or crisscrosses over a million different lanes. You get to decide whether your lane looks one way or another. You get to decide whether your lane is conventional or unusual. You literally get to decide everything. Nobody gets to tell you, oh, well, this is the way that it should be done. Because in your lane, there are no shoulds. Your lane exists primarily and singularly to serve as your road to your why. And that is it. So no matter what friends or family or peers or strangers or clients or prospects or anybody has to say about you, it doesn't matter because you're building your own lane as you go. You don't have to play by anybody's rules because you're not traveling in their lane. You're not playing by their rules. You literally are creating this lane as you go. You are building the road as you go. And what that really means for you, my love, is that you can do anything. You don't need permission. You don't need to conform. You don't need to wait. You don't need to hold things inside. You literally get to do whatever the hell you want, whenever the hell you want to do it, to say whatever you want, and to not take responsibility for how other people perceive you. And this is a huge piece because we spend so much time not saying what we want to say and not doing what we want to do and not being what we want to be because we're so busy taking responsibility for how other people perceive us that we just can't do it. We can't express everything that we are. But this is the thing about your work, about transformational work, is that in order to connect with the people who want it, you have to say what you want to say and be what you want to be and do what you want to do so that you can make that connection. This is why most people can't sell transformational work, because they can't wholly, fully own this lane that they are building for themselves. They can't be confident and safe and secure in the fact that the road will always appear in front of them, that it doesn't matter one iota whether anybody else agrees with them, because the right people will know. You see, my friend, there are always going to be people who disagree with what you do. There are always going to be people who invite you to their drama parties about how they perceive the way that you are being, and that will cause you, until you are absolutely safe and embodied in your own lane, that will cause you to shrink and jump into the lane of conformity. So I really want you to recognize that this is a choice that you get to absolutely own everything that you do, and really, without being cruel or mean, not give energy to other people's perception of you. Really be okay with people thinking whatever they want to think of you, even if what they think of you is negative, because you have your own lane and you are safe, and everything that you do, which is in your own interests in terms of your growth, is actually in everyone else's interests as well, even if they can't see it yet. Every time somebody is triggered by you being fully embodied in your truth, fully embodied in your own lane, fully trusting in yourself, every time somebody is triggered by that, that is of benefit for them, even if they can't see it yet. So I really want you to get really, really focused on the fact that not only do you get to be in your own lane, but you build that lane. You don't have to give a single moment's consideration to how other people are choosing to perceive you. Because here's the other thing, my friend, perception is a choice. Perception is absolutely a choice. And when you refuse to go to the drama parties, not by being mean or being horrible, but just by remaining neutral and adult and certain and solid in yourself, you actually do them a huge service. And you help them to recognize that their perception is a choice too.